Blog Talk Radio.
Dorinda Clark is coming on. Talk to you later.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil knows.
Yeah.
Good evening. This is your radio host, Sister Wanda J. Burnside. And this is Restore, Restore Radio Outreach Ministry. We are here tonight telling you, our faithful listeners and those that are joining us for the first time as a listener, we love you. We appreciate you. You can't say, I love you, I appreciate you too many times. If you get up in the morning and somebody tell you that, you are on the right track, because next thing you're going to want to hear it again. So we're saying we love you, we appreciate you, and thank you for spending this Sunday evening with Restore, Restore Radio Outreach Ministry. We are thanking the Lord for all that he has done for us. It is trying time, critical time, but it's praying time all the time. I praise the Lord for all that he has done for us since we last talked on the phone to you. You are a blessing, listeners. We really appreciate you. We thank God for your faithfulness to come aboard and to hear what God is going to restore in your life. I want to praise the Lord for my faithful co-host, none other than Arthur Ramel T. Lee. Good evening, Sister Lee.
Good evening, Wanda J. Burnside.
Thank you. Good evening. So good to hear your voice. And we are just waiting to hear more from you. And I'd like to thank the Lord also for the newly appointed prayer minister, and that is a dear, dear, sweet person who is our moderator and our inspirational speaker, none other than Sister Michelle Barnes. Good evening.
Good evening, Wanda Burnside. Good evening. Good evening, Restore, Restore listeners.
Praise God for you. We are blessed to hear your voice. Good evening to you, Sister Michelle. And I want to thank the Lord for our CEO, founder, sister, and we call her the Queen, number one. Is that you, Sister Lee?
That's right, absolutely.
Queen number one, Beverly Black Johnson, who is right there with us, for us, and giving us opportunity after opportunity, opening up so many doors. We thank you and the Tribe Family Channel for allowing us to have this time to speak to people across the world. And it is an honor. So, Sister Lee, we are thankful. This is our not number two season, not number four. What season is this, Sister Lee?
Number six.
Number six. Can we
praise
shout
the
glory
Lord.
To the Lord? Hallelujah.
Praise
the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's nothing but the Lord. And this evening, we have a very special guest, and our guest that's on the phone have written a series of books, and God just keeps pouring out wisdom and understanding, and he is not selfish. He gives it away through his books, his powerful writing and anointed writing and words that will educate you, teach you, and bring you into knowledge and give you an understanding. And we thank God that this evening we have with us our speaker that's going to talk to us about leadership, and his name is Pastor Kevin Wayne Johnson. Thank you for coming and being our special guest.
Amen.
Thank you so much for this wonderful invitation. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, we are delighted, and I must say this, Pastor Johnson, our first time we crossed paths, it's about 20 years ago now.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but you know what? We've stayed in touch over the years. I'm following what you're doing, and you're following me, and we're encouraging each other.
Amen.
You know, I was supposed to be there with you all in Detroit back in March,
yes.
just before
yes.
this pandemic hit.
That's
so,
right.
I knew there was a way that we would get a chance to get together, and lo and behold, here we are.
Yes, amen. We are. That's correct, Pastor. We give God all the glory, glory to God, and we praise him for that. And our first meeting was when we went to a workshop or conference for writers, and we were over at Mercy College in the Detroit area, and it was a room full of African-American male and female writers, and we just drew attention to each other. We were curious of what God was doing, so I was wondering what God's call was for you, and you so kindly talked to me and told me what God was calling you to do, and I had the opportunity to speak with you, and as you have said, we have stayed in touch, and we have always been there encouraging and lifting each other up. So I am grateful and thankful. And your beautiful wife, Gail, and three sons, how are they?
Everyone is doing phenomenal. We're all doing good. We're staying safe. We're being careful. We talk to each other every day. We have an opportunity to pray. We have our weekly family meetings to check in and make sure everyone is doing fine. Mentally, psychologically, spiritually, and every area of our lives. And, you know, this pandemic is really interesting is
yeah.
the word that I use, because
yeah.
we can use it as an opportunity to draw closer together and to learn more about each other and to be more supportive and to be advocates one for another. And that's what the Johnson family has done. So from that perspective, this pandemic has been interesting. It's also been interesting in terms of educating our sons. They
yeah.
are now 22, 23, and 24 years of age.
Wow.
Very, very, very. Oh, yeah, yeah. I
oh,
tell
my
you,
goodness.
When we first met, they were babies.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
They were babies.
yeah. Now the oldest
son. When we met, they were babies. And I know
yeah.
you wanted to check on your wife during that time. So the babies were home with mama, and you were out coming to that conference, and I do remember that. So my. Well, we're blessed. And I want to say this as we listened to the pastor speak. He said it was a good thing, you know? Did you hear him say that?
Yes.
So what we're going through is a good thing. So I want all of you that are listeners to examine yourself and see what good is coming out of what is happening. And I know I've gone from one level, up the hill, up, down. But at the end of the day, I have to say, Pastor, it's good. It's good because God is so good to us.
Yes, he is.
Thank you for those words, Pastor. We're going to hear more from you shortly.
Okay.
I want to say to our listeners, this Sunday, this is the fifth Sunday, and you're probably surprised that Restore is on. We have an opportunity now to come on first Sunday, third Sunday, and the fifth. So I think, Sister Lita, next time for us to come on three times is in August. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so mark those calendars. You will hear from us again on the fifth Sunday in August, correct?
That's right.
Well, thank you, Sister Lee. We're going to have breaking news, and I want our listeners to know, before we have our breaking news, we want you to know if your state is having a curfew put on by the governor or your mayor or any legal person, if the police department said curfew, please abide by those rules. It's for your safety, and we want to encourage you to be a part of staying safe. So at this time, I'm going to go on, let our listeners hear that we have news that is good for you tonight to listen to, because we spent time gathering information. At this time, my co-host,
Arthur Ramel Lee with breaking news.
All right. I'd like to say good evening to our radio audience. God bless each and every one of you. This is our breaking news, May 31st, 2020, on Restore, Restore. Sadly, America is experiencing rioting, civil unrest, and rage due to the death of Mr. George Floyd. He was an African-American man who was brutally killed in the streets of Minnesota by a white Minnesota police officer named Derek Chauvin on Monday, May 25th. As stated in the Washington Post, the suspect, Mr. George Floyd, was in his 40s. He was arrested when officers responded to what they called a suspected forgery in progress at the Cup food store. Mr. Floyd was unarmed and he did not resist arrest. Mr. Floyd's death was caused by the officer Derek Chauvin, who pinned his knee down on the neck of Mr. Floyd. Restore, Restore is expressing our deepest concerns and sympathy about this unjust and tragic incident. Justice must be served. We are already faced with the pandemic virus in our country and around the world. This is a total strategy situation, staggering situation. We plead the blood of Jesus to restore this country and our broken society. We are totally against anything that expresses and brings hostility and violence on any level. We need restoration.
Amen.
Godly behavior must be restored across this land and around the world.
Amen.
Turning to Michigan news, we are keeping the people of Midland, Michigan, our home state, in prayer after catastrophic flooding due to torrential rains on May 18, 2020, causing the collapse of two dams. More than 10,000 residents were evacuated, including neighboring Saginaw County and the village of Sanford, Eatonville. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued an emergency declaration and sent the National Guard to help in the efforts to stabilize the flooded areas. Many businesses and groups responded and donated nearly $2.5 million to help residents hit by the floods. Our dear friend, playwright Vanessa Lynn of Detroit, took the time to drive to Midland to see what happened. She saw the many, many critical needs of the people. She decided to help the residents. Vanessa immediately asked for donations from friends and her family members. God blessed her to collect and receive purchase items needed for a second trip to Midland, Michigan. Our Treasures from Heaven ministry staff also participated in the flood outreach efforts. Thanks goes to Wanda Burnside, Simi L. Burnside Jr., Ramel Lee, Linda Stafford, Sanders and Rochelle Scott, and Yvette Wilburn for quickly coming to the rescue. These are the items we provided: hygiene items, deodorants and shower gels for men and women, large assortment of candies for children, pinwheels for children, inspirational poems, large goodie bags. Along with our items to Vanessa, she was given financial contributions from others, which she purchased diapers and other baby items. Deepest sympathy. Restore, Restore is asking for special prayers for the family of Donna Marie Clark Goodrich, who passed away on May 21st, 2020 at 81, a native of Jackson, Michigan, and a longtime friend of Wanda J. Burnside and a dear friend of mine. Donna was a prolific freelance writer, author of 12 books, masterful editor, an outstanding professional proofreader. She began the annual Arizona Christian Writers Conference in 1981, which she led it for 7 years. She was known and loved throughout the Christian literary world for her excellence in writing. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday, June 3, 2020 at 2 p.m. at the First Church of the Nazarene in Mesa, Arizona. Welcome back. Today, this Sunday, May 31, 2020, Dr. Rexella Van Ampe debuted her new worldwide TV ministry, Awake American 2020. She formerly worked with her beloved husband for more than 30 years on their worldwide television program, Jack Van Ampe Presents. Dr. Van Ampe was promoted to glory on January 18, 2020. Happy 38th wedding anniversary, Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes. Bishop Jakes is the pastor of the Potter's House Megachurch in Dallas, Texas. He also is an author and filmmaker. He is most known worldwide for establishing Woman Thou Art Loosed Ministries. They are the parents of four adult children. Let us not forget, this Sunday, May 31st, 2020, marks Pentecostal Sunday. It is the Christian holiday of Pentecost, which is celebrated the 49th day after Easter Sunday, commemorates the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus Christ while they were in Jerusalem, celebrating the Feast of Weeks, as described in the Acts of the Apostles. We are praying for Mrs. Louise Johnson and her family in Chicago, poet Yvette Wilburn, Miss Darlene Gardner, Mr. Daniel Gardner, Dr. Mary Edwards, Miss Beatrice Brodnick, keep Mrs. Annette Lee and son D'Angelo Lovell Lee and the Lee family in prayer. Happy birthday to my niece, Miss Carmen Andrea Lee, May 31st. The cousins of Wanda and Michelle, the Washington family, Mr. Tony Washington, May 5th, and his wife, Marcia, on May 6th. The granddaughter of Miss Michelle Barnes, Miss Jaden Jean Louis, who turned 18. We are remembering these memorial birthdays: Reverend Lovell Lee, May 25th, Miss Regina Mourner Palm, May 29th. And that ends our news segment of Restore, Restore.
And Sister Lee, I want to thank you for that news, because we are blessed to have you to give us this information. And part of Restore, Restore is to give the news headlines and news information. That's because we are to pray for what is going on in the world today. And that is why we present the news. And I thank you, Sister Lee, for an excellent job. I want to take a minute to say happy birthday to Sister Lee. Her birthday was on Memorial Day, May 25th. And we love you. We say happy birthday to you. And for her this year, as you heard her read to Reverend Lovell Lee, her twin brother. So this is the first year for Sister Lee to celebrate her birthday without her dear beloved twin brother, who went to home to be with the Lord March 20th of this year, 2020.
Yes, he did. Yes.
And we thank God for him. He was a part of our radio broadcast. He participated and gave God the glory. Sister Lee, we love you, and we wish that today we could just cut cake and have ice cream and fellowship, but we are sending our love to you and telling you thank you for all you do in ministry to help us. And thank you how you reach out to the world through your books and messages and through your ministry that God has given you, Touching Your Heart Ministries, and through your books. So thank you for being obedient to the Lord, a servant, always on call, and we wish you many more birthdays. Amen? Well,
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. I want to say before we introduce our guest speaker, we're going to have time for prayer. And we want to thank the Lord for Sister Barnes being here with us. And on that prayer list, two are very dear to her. And I understand how Sister Barnes feels. 1 year in my life, it was like a nightmare, unbelievable. Everybody in my family was in the hospital. My mother was in the hospital, my dad, my sister and brother, my sister-in-law was in the hospital. And the only one that was not was me. And I had to run to all those hospitals. Nobody was in the same hospital at all. My mom wasn't in the one with my dad. My dad wasn't with my mother. It was not a car accident. People ask me, was it an accident? No, it wasn't a car accident. It was a time where everybody's health was tested. And to be the only one to run to every hospital, I cannot tell you how I felt. I only know it was God that kept me to do that.
Yes, Lord.
I had to talk to individual doctors about each one of my loved ones, and I had to listen to what they were doing. My brother had young children, and those children were over at their grandmother's house. But my husband, Simi, and me, we just ran from one hospital to the other, and it was to the place our church has an announcement about sick and shut in. And so when they called off all the names of the various ones in my family, a dear friend of ours, who's passed on now, Mr. John Anderson, he was out leaving a church, but he heard the announcement because our church used to be on the radio, and he pulled up, came in the church to see me. I had to go to church because I needed some strength, and I was sitting in the hallway, so he took his hat off. And he came over to me and he said, Sister Burnside, I heard on the radio, Elder Palmer's in the hospital, Evangelist Palmer's in the hospital, your brother, your sister, what happened? And I said, everybody got ill with one thing or the other. So I'm telling you, with the prayers of the saints and the care of many people, they all came out of there.
Yes, Lord.
Each one. The saints prayed. So at this time, we're going to have prayer because Michelle, her sister, Darlene, is in the hospital. Her brother been in and out, and he had surgery this past Thursday. So I know when we can't make it and you can't take it, you have to call on Jesus,
yes,
and
Lord.
He'll bring you through. And when my family start coming out the hospital, I'm going to tell you, my husband and I, we went to the house to help them. But do you know a supernatural power of the Lord came in, and each one of them did not stay ill, but within 24 hours, they regained their strength. It was a miracle. After
praise
bringing
the
them home, they came back to full strength. It was a miracle. So for those that's listening, and you may have some of the same circumstances. No, God hears and answers prayers, and
yes,
he can bring
does.
Us through. Okay, Sister Michelle, lead us in prayer.
Yes. Thank you, Wanda, for your understanding and all. Lord, we thank you for making the way that we could come together one more time on Restore, Restore. But for your grace and your mercy, Lord, we are able to worship and praise your name together.
Yes,
and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your scriptures that provide the path for us to live and walk by faith. even through such times like these today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we just, we unite in our prayers for the George Floyd family and loved ones. And as the world grieves, as we witness his life taken, we grieve also.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you and we praise your name. Even in our time of mustard seed of faith, we know because of what we have been through. We know because of being restored so many times what you are able to do.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we look for the victory that is to come.
Yes,
because
Lord,
we know that is your
promise.
Hallelujah. And those know your name. I leave with you to read and hold close the 23rd Psalms.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes,
for God is with us, and his promise
is
to never forsake us. How long do we wait? Scripture says, wait on the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He shall prevail. Mm-hmm. It's nothing too hard for God.
Yes, Lord.
For these things and all things that we ask for in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Praise
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We say hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for that prayer. And I know our world today is suffering from many things, but we praise God for the prayers and those fervent prayers of the righteous. They avail of much. Thank you so much
for
that
prayer.
And we are looking to Jesus. We're going to look to the hill which comes our help.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Our help comes from the Lord.
The Lord.
Thank you, Sister Burns. Thank you so much. Now, at this time, we're going to have Sister Lee to introduce our speaker for this evening.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say God bless you, Pastor Kevin Johnson. I'm going to read your bio to our radio audience, and then after that, then I can turn it over to Mrs. Wanda J. Burnside. Reverend Wayne Kevin Johnson, as founder and chief executive of the Johnson Leadership Group, LLC, Kevin provides organizations and the people who work with them with the tools to forge effective personnel and interpersonal communication. He delivers training on the elements of dynamic relationships to equip teams with the attitudes and attributes needed to develop individuals into leaders. He does so through motivating workshops, seminars, insightful keynote speeches, and compassionate coaching, all to encourage personal and professional growth. He is a John Maxwell Team certified trainer, coach, mentor, and speaker, and an active member of the International Coach Federation. Kevin enjoyed a 34-year career, retired, in government and private industry as a middle to senior level leader. A native of Richmond, Virginia, he earned a B.S. in Business Administration and Management, Economics, Finance from Virginia Commonwealth University. Kevin is an ordained minister by the Church of God Ministry, Incorporated, Anderson, Indiana, and has held multiple leadership positions at the local, regional, and national and international levels, including senior pastor. His best-selling book series, Give God the Glory, earned 19 literary awards from 2001 to 2013. He authors a weekly blog, www.kevinwaynejohnson.com/blog, and is the co-host of the monthly radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour. He currently lives in Clarksville, Maryland, with his wife, Gail, and three sons. Restore, Restore welcomes none other than Reverend Kevin Wayne Johnson.
Thank you so much, Sister Lee. And for those of you that were listening, yes, 19 awards. If we could stand and give a standing ovation, I would do that. But here I want to just say, may God bless you. Give God the glory. Series 2001 and 19 wonderful awards. We just are thanking God for him blessing you. Before we hear from Pastor Johnson, I want to say this. The Bible speaks here, the mouth of the righteous speaketh truth, I mean wisdom, and the tongue talketh of judgment. And today we're going to hear a lot of wisdom that God has poured into the life of this leader, this man of God, this man that stands in attention to hear from God for the people. He's not keeping it to himself. He's giving it away through his books and lectures and all of the things that God has made him the head and not the tail.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
I want to give another scripture, then we're going to hear from him. The steps of a what?
Good man
are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank God that Psalms, if you want to look it up, Psalms 37, verse 23. So we want to thank the Lord for our speaker tonight. The book that we're going to talk about is Leadership with a Servant's Heart, Leading Through Personal Relationships. So we're going to thank God. Welcome to Restore, Restore, Pastor Johnson.
All right. Woo-wee. You all know how to give a welcome. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, well, you know, none of that is possible without the Lord. So if I had known you wanted a bio, what I would have sent to you is what I send to all the groups that I speak to, and my bio reads as follows. Kevin Wayne Johnson loves the Lord. He's been married for 27 years and has three phenomenal sons, 22, 23, and 24, and lives by the motto that God uses ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things, period. That's my bio. I didn't know
praise
you all were going to read
I
all
love
of that.
That.
But,
but look, this is Restore, Restore, and we give people the full package.
That's
we
right.
We love what you have, but we're trying to bring people that feel downhearted, crushed, I can't do it, I can't make it. And we want them to know that God is using people that he chooses.
Yes.
So I love
yes.
your bio. I love it. But you know what? If you would have sent me that, I would have emailed you and say, I need something more. Or we would have went into research mode and investigation
right.
and Googled your name. Amen, sister?
I know that's right. That's why I gave you the full caboodle right up front.
Well, praise
hey, look,
the Lord.
You know,
we're waiting to hear from you concerning leaders.
Yeah.
I want to just say this. You have three outlines of leaders: front line, middle line, midline, and senior level of small,
yeah.
medium, and large organizations to practical and proven leadership principles. And this other word that we got to figure out a strategy of how to get our job done, facts, and real-time example. Now, that's a whole lot, and we want you to talk to us as God has spoken to you.
All right, all right. Well, thank you all so much. This journey has been wonderful. The book that you referenced, my sister, Leadership with a Servant's Heart,
yeah.
Leading Through Personal Relationships, that's the latest and greatest that's been penned by Kevin Wayne Johnson. It was released to the general and Christian marketplace last fall, September, October time frame. And even before it was released officially, we did a pre-publication marketing campaign, and it reached number two on the new release bestseller.
Praise the Lord. Come on, restore.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On Amazon.com in two different categories, in the category of Christian leadership and in the category of religious leadership.
Praise God.
Since that time, fast forward to 2020, the book has been reviewed by many, many different organizations in the publishing industry chain. And so far in 2020, the book has earned 4 literary awards.
Oh,
so,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we are absolutely elated, and I'm writing a press release tomorrow that we're going to send out in response to the recognition that the industry is giving it as well as my readers, but equally important in the area of leadership, clearly what we're doing in the United States of America is not working.
Uh-oh.
So, What principles and what strategies can we now take a fresh look at as it relates to servant leadership to make this country a better place to live? And
now, you're
that's
saying
what,
this before 2020.
Yeah, that's going to be the essence of tomorrow's press release that's going to go out.
God.
But in addition to that, what I'm sharing with you all tonight really is dealing with qualities of a leader, and this is the current call that the Lord has on my life as I make presentations to churches, nonprofit organizations, academia, state and federal government agencies, and corporations, reaching the frontline, mid-level, and senior-level workplace, because it's something that's needed, and my focus right now is on the current and next generation of leaders. Because many of us in the baby boom generation, we left the marketplace, we left the workplace.
Yes, yes.
At about the same time, through retirement or resignation, and we left a huge generation of people behind who may or may not be adequately prepared for the awesome responsibility, accountability, and visibility that's tied into leadership. So
mm-hmm.
I take people back to Christ. I take people back to our co-heir of the inheritance, our big brother, Jesus himself, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10 and verse number 45. Because when you read the scripture, the entire book of Mark, that Mark's gospel is really captured in a single verse. And that's chapter 10 and verse number 45. And he says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister." And that word minister means serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. So the book of Mark, chapter by chapter, really unfolds the dual focus of Christ's life. Number one, service, and number two, sacrifice. And in essence, that's what leadership with a servant's heart, leading through personal relationships, is really all about. So for the rest of my time, what I would like to share with you all and the listening audience is 3 qualities of a leader. So think about your life. Think about where you are right now, not just in terms of the pandemic, not just in terms of the unrest because of the death of one of our brothers at the hands of a police officer, but in terms of where we might be in our own personal space, our goals and our dreams and our aspirations, following God's call, think about that for just a minute, and then think about these qualities of a leader, because being a leader is not tied to a position or a title. Being a leader has to do with who you are at the core. That's why it's titled the way it is, Leadership with a Servant's Heart. So on the cover of the book is an image of a man, and behind the man are a number of different people, a cross-section of genders and ethnicities, And there's a huge heart that's being superimposed in his chest.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
very deliberate about it because we know from Scripture in the book of Proverbs that from the heart flow the issues of life.
Amen.
Yes,
and
yes,
so
yes.
and so that's what we're dealing with. So what I want to do is really have all of us to really just sort of focus here for these next few minutes on the life of Paul in Scripture, the life of Jonah in Scripture, and the life of Daniel. Now, there are many, many other men and women in Scripture that I could reference, but just for the sake of this conversation, Paul experienced the same thing that all of us experienced, and that is transformation. He was transformed from who he was to who he became.
Praise God. I love that.
My, my.
And think about this. Jonah was disobedient and had to be forced to become obedient because God needed him as a prophet to be his mouthpiece, to be his representative, to save an entire nation of people.
Yeah.
Think about it. There have been times in our lives where we have been disobedient and God had to arrest our attention to get us back on track so that we could literally save some people. And that could be why our attention is being arrested right now in the middle of this pandemic, because he wants us to really focus in on the things we should be doing versus the things that we aren't doing. Yeah. And then last but not least, Daniel, take a look at the life of Daniel. Daniel was unmovable in terms of what he believed. He knew what he believed and how he believed it.
Yeah.
And King Nebuchadnezzar and King Belshazzar and King Darius, all of who he was under their reign at some point in his life, he was totally and completely unmovable and made a stance that I'm going to follow God Almighty and I'm not going to I'm not going to follow your corrupt rules and regulations.
Hallelujah.
And we've all been there. When you take a look at just those three characters amongst many others throughout Scripture, we've all been there. There was a time where Paul was transformed. There was a time where Jonah was disobedient. And there was a time where Daniel was absolutely unmovable. So here's the lesson. Because Paul was transformed as a leader, we always need to be mindful to don't judge others based upon the past. All right? And because Jonah was disobedient, it reminds you and I to stop refusing to accept God's assignments for us. And because Daniel was unmovable, the message here is to make sure that we stay true to what we believe. Now, here are the three qualities that I want us to gather from this conversation that we're having. Here are the three qualities. Three qualities of a leader that I want us to think about and resonate on. The first quality of a leader is that you and I have to be laser focused. We have to be laser focused on the responsibility, the accountability, and the visibility that comes from being a leader. Because when we are focused and when we're laser focused, what it does is it helps us to put our lives in perspective.
Yeah.
It makes it crystal clear, especially during a time like right now. I mean, we should be so much more crystal clear and focused on what God would have us to do, because we've been isolated and we have all of this free time to spend with him, to reflect on his word, to increase our prayer life. And so that's the first quality of a leader that I wanted to share with you tonight, and that is to be laser focused, because focus helps us to put our life in perspective.
Yeah.
And it takes me to the book of Philippians, chapter number 3. Here's Paul, the Apostle Paul, teaching a very valuable lesson to the saints at Philippi. And the book of Philippians is what it really is. It's a thank you note from Paul thanking this Exhibit A church, these saints in Philippi, for taking good care of him during his missionary journeys to Asia Minor and to Macedonia to spread the gospel, to help give guidance in establishing churches, and just letting people know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And
hallelujah.
Here, in the seventh verse, all the way down to verse number 14, Paul
mm-hmm.
is just being mindful in this epistle, and it starts in verse 7. He says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
Yes.
Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord,
yes,
for
yes.
whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that means
yes.
worthless, that I may win Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
And then he goes on and he goes on and he goes on and he goes all the way down to verse number 14, and he says, actually verse number 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting
yes.
those things which were
yes,
behind,
yes.
Yes, Lord,
reaching
yes.
forth toward those things which are before, and
yes.
verse 14, I press toward the mark for
yes,
the prize
yes.
of the high calling of God in
praise
Christ.
Him, Lord.
And he can give that message. Why? Because he's focused.
Yes.
He's focused on getting that prize.
Yes,
he wants that prize of the high calling of God. So that
yes.
is a leadership quality that we need to grab a hold of and run with and just be laser focused. So the reason I've been able to stay in this publishing game as an independent author, that's synonymous with the term that we used to use, self-published author. We now
yes.
use the word independently published author, but it's
yes.
all the same. The reason
yes.
I've stayed in the game for 19 years and 17 books later is because I'm focused. This is a way, as
yes.
a Christian man, that I communicate the gospel to
that's
a
right.
very wide audience.
Yeah.
That's
you
right.
know, from Kenya, Africa, to the UK, to Turks and Caicos, to the Caribbean, to St. Lucia, to Canada, to parts of South America,
yes,
to
Lord.
The entire United States of America. I can't be in all of those places, but what I write can reach many, many people,
yes.
whether
yes.
it's a print version or whether it's an ebook. And
mm-hmm.
that requires focus. And that's
okay.
the quality of a leader. Because
mm-hmm.
we're not leading based upon our position or our title. We're leading because of the person that we are.
I love that.
And
I love that.
You there. I looked up at the clock, and I cannot believe it. We are almost out of time. But I have note after note, and I've written, and I have all this information. I would love to have a word from Michelle, our prayer minister, in regards to what you were listening to and talk today, your comments, your feedback.
Oh, praise God. It's his busyness, his believing in what he's writing about.
Yeah.
God just has blessed him. And that's what he'll do for all of us as,
yeah.
as we continue to tell the testimonies and speak the scriptures that are there for us.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, praise God for his determination and his
yeah.
headstrong ability to stay in the path that
that's
God
right.
had invented for him.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just a hallelujah time. And
it
now
is.
He prepared. God has prepared him for
Amen.
Such a time today that he's not
yeah.
just talking about one city. He's trying to reach all the cities, and
yes,
that's
Lord.
What's needed today. Because
that's
this is
right.
a worldwide problem going on today.
It is.
You know,
mm-hmm.
such a hallelujah moment.
Yes, it is. And so, Sister Barnes, I want to thank you for that because he is reaching the world with the word of the Lord through his books,
yes.
and we are grateful for that. And I want to say real quick, Marilyn Hickey always say that books are missionaries, and they teach, they preach, and they train. So I always remember she said, books are missionaries. Okay, Sister Lee, your comments.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say, Pastor Johnson, I love it.
Yes.
This thought, and it is huge, being laser focused.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If we could be laser focused on every single thing that we need to do in this life to move us forward in whatever we are doing and be committed to do what we are doing and have a servant's heart.
Yes.
In the matter, we can get somewhere.
That's the truth.
And so I was just, you know, I'm just ready to hear another 2 or 3 hours from you, but
yeah.
I know we don't have that, but being laser focused, I mean, you know what? That thought right there is enough to take us into 2021.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we have to do is to look straight ahead. Whatever God is telling you to do, whatever he has advised you to do, however, whatever abilities he has given you to do in this earth, if we stay laser focused, we can get it done.
That's the truth.
Not looking to the left, not looking to the right, but looking straight ahead because we know where we are headed because
mm-hmm.
we're walking with him.
That's the truth.
Yep.
And
so
when we walk
Lee,
with him, we don't have to worry
comments.
About all the
thank
obstacles.
You, Sister Lee, your comments. We need
all
to
right.
be laser focused, and we can't be caught up into other things like you expressed. And we are thankful that we heard that word. If we're not focused and keeping our mind, our eyes, and our attention on what we're supposed to do, we'll fail. We'll flop. We fail. No success, no encouragement in our life. We'll be defeated and down and out.
Yes,
and
Lord,
why
yes,
me?
Lord.
Why did this happen? So thank you, Sister Lee, for that. And I'm going to say I love that you use Paul, Jonah, and Daniel. And Wanda, me, Sister Burnside, identified with Paul, identified with Jonah and Daniel. Because a lot of times I feel like I need to be transformed. And you said here, stop refusing God's assignments. I heard that. And so
oh
many of us, that's what I got. Stop refusing God's assignments. So you are answering to me. Because a lot of time when things come, I have to evaluate. You know, I put it on this scale. Should I? Could I? Maybe I can. Maybe I can't. But you told right now, Pastor, stop
yes,
refusing God's assignments. And I want to say to our listeners, we're out of time almost, but Pastor, please, please give us how we can contact you. And we're excited. We're thankful that you're with us tonight. Your contact information, your website,
all right.
your email.
Yeah. Yeah. So the email address is simply kevin@kevinwaynejohnson.com. And
yeah.
The website is www.kevinwaynejohnson.com. So
yes.
what we're supposed to make it easy. So it made it easy
yes,
for everybody
yes.
to remember. And all of our contact information is there, events, calendar, information about the books, et cetera. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to be with you all. I thank you all so much.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's our time of pleasure and our time of learning. And I want to say your books are ordered. Michelle gets a copy. Ramel gets a copy. I will get a copy. I'm going to be learning and having a great experience. So thank you, Pastor Kevin Wayne Johnson, for being a part of Restore, Restore. And those of you that are listening, you can be restored to have a good experience with the Lord, and you can be a leader. This is Wanda Burnside saying goodbye from
Praise
Restore,
the Lord.
Restore. Thank you, Ramel T. Lee. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, Pastor Kevin. And to you, Beverly, we appreciate you. Goodbye from Wanda Burnside. This is Restore.